Touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found.
I
hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning to you. So, political correctness is the topic. You know, we both grew up in pre-Anita Hill times. You worked in showbiz before your current career, and I assume you remember the days when we would flirt with each other at, not you and I, but the sexes would flirt with each other in the workplace. And things have changed. Waiters are no longer waiters, they're wait persons. And there's all sorts of terminology that's been changed, some of it I think appropriately, and then in some ways I think there's been an inhibition of how we express ourselves, and oddly enough, a inhibition on free speech. So I would be curious your men's room take on political correctness.
Well, I'm not a big fan, as you well know. I was in advertising in the 80s, and there were still some things going on that were that I'm reminded of when I watch Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Not as blatant as the sexism is there, but there were things going on. There were still three martini lunches, and that was still alive and well when I was young and growing up in the business. But things have changed quite a bit, and I think as a result, there's so much confusion that I see in the men about what's right and what's wrong, and along with so many other factors, it's gotten men to be very confused about what it means to be a man, how to be with women, and how to feel comfortable in their own skins.
Well, I agree with that. I would actually be very curious on the remote assumption that you actually read my column this week.
I read it.
Okay, I would be curious your take on, I mean, you only have my take to go on, but your take on what happened with this young woman who took offense, evidently, at my invitation to lunch.
Yeah.
And the fact that she then asks a male colleague to email me and say that she doesn't want to have any more communication. He doesn't explicitly say any of the reasons, just if I have anything more to say to the organization, I should contact him, not her. I not only took great offense at it because there was no hint of any kind of harassment between us. There was just friendliness as far as I was concerned. Never met the woman in person. And all I was trying to do is what we used to do back in those days you're referring to, which is invite people we thought we could do business with for coffee or lunch. And that's all I invited. I did not invite her for drinks, to be very clear.
Well, you know, as always, it's not about you, Bruce.
Well, of course. But, right? But I'm curious your take. I did not think it was about me, but I still got pissed off.
Yes, well, we can work on that separately in a quiet session setting. But those sorts of things have happened to me. They happen all the time. You know, there are some of us who hold on to some of what we believe are honorable ways and good business practices, but they don't fit in these days. And there are lines being crossed all the time. And so, you know, one day you come across a woman who has had experiences, and the walls are up, and that's the end of it. And,
but don't you think the odd reality that's happened as a result of the political correctness gone mad, as I've characterized it, is the disempowering of women rather than the empowerment? Having her approach this without even trying to find out if there's anything going on and just hiding behind a man, I think makes for her to be a weaker person. And frankly, in the job she was in, I think that makes her a lousy producer.
Well, it's an interesting perspective. I think that there are rules and regulations now in companies and corporations that certain things need to be handled a particular way. For years and years, there have been false accusations of sexual harassment that have launched a very profitable sexual harassment training industry.
Well, the lacrosse incident in I forgot what college, but that one just stands out so much as just a crime.
Well, I remember it. Listen, I remember hearing about it so many times in the 80s where, you know, it's confusing enough for men in the workplace. And when women started in the workforce, it was very difficult for a lot of men. Now, when women come dressed provocatively, it's even more difficult for men. And if women use that to their benefit, and if they don't have integrity, and they use it to get what they want, no matter what the results are for the men around them, it's really devastating. And there's so many stories about men finding themselves in these terrible situations, and they were not guilty of anything. But now they all have to follow rules because they're terrified of losing their jobs.
Well, I stopped hiring female secretaries as a result of this towards the end of my former career. I just did not even want to worry about it. I didn't want to worry that I might say, hey, you look great today, honey, or darling, or sweetie, because I use those words all the time. And I just stopped. I didn't want to take any chances. So I thought, ironically, women lost really good jobs, and in the entertainment business, the secretarial job was often a door to advancement up the ladder.
Yeah, I know, but you know, the entertainment business is a pretty that's a tough one to discuss because there's so much history of exploitation of women, you know.
Well, absolutely. You know, and the irony, of course, is in my article, I cite the two times where I felt I was genuinely sexually harassed, and it was frankly not comfortable, but we didn't need laws for me to handle it. There wasn't much I could do in either case except bow out gracefully and lose certain business opportunities because I didn't succumb to the woman's the desire for sexual favors, so to speak. It was the exact opposite of the traditional sexual harassment. And so I know what it feels like. But the problem I have is that the definition of sexual harassment has been changed. Instead of it being very clear, I want something from you, and in exchange for that, I will give something to you back. Now it's basically any time a woman regrets some kind of encounter, including consensual ones, the next day, they cry harassment. And it's gotten exaggerated to be that bad. Or, as I was discussing with Les Carroll at the station here today, somebody puts up a poster in their own office that has a little sexual hint to it, like mechanics used to have those tool calendars.
Snap on tools.
You know, I mean, give me a break. You know, that's sexual harassment?
Yeah, well, you can't legislate stupidity, and unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are really crossing the line, and they make it difficult for the rest of us who are just trying to get along with each other. And that's been going on for a long time, and we are living with volumes and volumes of regulations based on really bad behavior by I think probably a few people.
Yeah. And the consequences are just, as you said earlier, the consequences for our kids is, again, what bothers me. Boys don't know how to be boys. They don't know what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do. And I think it's caused a lot of more damage than good, as often these causes do. They start with a good motive, and then they kind of turn to crap, in my opinion.
Well, and what happens in terms of the work that I have to do with the guys is that the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater
in many cases.
So you have to go back and go, wait a second, let's talk about what it really means to be a man, right, and what women really need and what your wife really needs and what your kids really need. And let's get back to that, because most of who we are and what we do is good, but it's we've gotten a little off track in the last few decades about what's right and wrong and getting sort of pulled away by political correctness, and it's really just muddied the waters.
I know you don't participate in Twitter much, but you probably would have a good time if you joined us at Dad Chat tonight, because that is the topic. But listen, we're out of time, Wayne, so again, please give our listeners all your contact info and upcoming events.
Well, I'm trying to, but my cat is molesting me and the phone. You can find us...
Wait, that's sexual harassment!
Well, she is quite a girl.
Okay.
But she said yes. I guarantee you she said yes, Your Honor. BetterMenCoaching.com com, you can find out everything we're up to.
Including a weekend coming up soon, right?
Our retreat in Santa Barbara, October 19th through 21, our initiation into manhood, men ages 21 to 70.
There you go. I've been there. It's a really terrific and powerful weekend. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
We will be back for the Women's Room with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these breaks.
Nothing's ever been found stronger than love.